And a fine, fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. I am John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then if so, stop what you're doing and call me at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life, which means anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. That's your job. You know, every morning between 5 and 5:30, Bob Surratt takes the first call and gives them a prize. And as we all know by now, even though the statute of limitations has run out, I freely admit that I have stolen that idea from him. And now, I shall implement it once again. First call, 312-981-7200, will win a prize here on 720 WGN with John Landecker on the Boogie Check. 312-981-7200. Not only will you get a prize, but you'll be able to tell all your friends and neighbors and family, hey, I won this on a Boogie Check. And they'll look at you like you are absolutely out of your mind. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. 312-981-7200. While we wait, okay. We got it. Okay, we got one. We got a live one. Hey, Sherry.
Yeah, hey, John. It's Jerry, not Sherry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, somebody typed an S.
Well, blame those fingers.
How are you, Jerry?
Hey, great. Been listening to Boogie Check for as many years as I am old.
I'm not going to ask.
Let's just say over 65.
Yeah, I know. I know what ballpark you have to be in if you've been listening that long. Golly. Well, thanks for listening for that long, first of all. That's fantastic.
So happy you came back then.
Well, thank you. You are the first call, and we are going to send you a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Thanks very much.
I've been trying for the weather thing from Steve Bertrand and from you, and I got it now.
See? That's right. Your efforts
continue
have...
Continue on. Stay with WGN for many years. We're losing too many good guys.
Well, Sherry, odd you should mention that because I was just thinking about it today. I hope to be here for many, many years. Thanks. Thanks, Sherry. How about that? 312-981-7200. Is this Bob with the capital B?
Yes, it is, John.
How are you?
I am good. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for asking. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been around.
Oh, okay.
John, I am begging you. I want to be on the eight list for that song.
I want to
be the number one subscriber to hating that song. That song is like fingernails on a blackboard, sir.
Okay, Bob.
I would rather listen to Tiny Tim.
Hey, Tiny Tim, there's an idea.
Yeah, oh, God. Audience, I apologize. I truly do apologize.
Tiptoe through the tulips. Come on.
Oh, God, what have I done? What have I unleashed?
I don't know.
I want to register on that list as numero uno.
Okay, Bob. Thank you. You know, I'll have to do something about it. Tom hates it. Bob hates it. So I guess I'm...
Well, hate's not the right word.
Yes, it is.
That's very... Well, it's a harsh word. I don't want to use harsh language.
What?
I disagree with it.
You disagree with it?
I respectfully disagree with it.
Nobody does that. Nobody says that.
Not anymore these days.
That's not a word.
Disagree...
Hey, now! Now, who doesn't like that? A lot of people. Thank you, John.
I have a strong feeling that on my deathbed, someone will play that song as a cruel practical joke.
Is it because it's a chicken?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's it. It's just...
So if there were more chicken songs... Even if it's classical music?
Well, that's not so bad. Maybe it's the techno part of it. That's what gets my goat.
You know, now people are going to be humming that, though, for the rest of their lives. Yeah, in the mood. All right. Anything can happen on the Boogie Check. That's right.
Hey, John, this is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
Yep, that's right.
Good evening, John.
Good evening. 312-981-7200. Squat. No, that wasn't. I wasn't asking you to perform a physical act. That's the name that's on the call sheet.
That's you know where that comes from?
I'm afraid to ask. Where?
I was a nervous wreck before football games.
You know what?
Frequent BM, that's about it.
I'm having a hard time understanding you, Squad.
Oh, frequent BMs before football games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so squat. Yeah, get squat. You get nervous?
Yeah, I just got nervous. I was a good player, but he just got nervous. I was nervous, you know, getting fired up. By the way, that chicken song is the best in the world. No matter what this face says. When you first played that today, I thought, how many times would it take me to get sick of it? I came up with 2,000. 2,000 times we're getting sick of it. That's so off the wall, funny, totally just hilarious.
Well, thank you, Squat.
Good talking to you, John.
All right, thanks. I'll put you down in the positive column. Sherry, hello. You're on WGN.
Hello?
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Okay, I thought you said Terry. You're having a problem with your first initials of names tonight. That's why.
I said Sherry.
You did, but that other girl you called her Sherry twice after she told you it was Jerry.
I'm having a moment.
I'm sorry. No, and be careful. Don't use that. Use brain freeze, because moment is connected with senior moment. You don't need that.
Oh, no. And I would certainly
say,
wouldn't
brain freeze.
I certainly wouldn't qualify as a senior. Can I say brain fart, or is that just too?
No, that's gross.
Brain freeze.
No,
okay,
brain freeze. You know.
All right, anyway. Or I could say I'm having a kerfuffle.
No, I don't like that word either.
Okay,
it reminds me of. I don't know why, some kind of candy condiment. I don't know why. Anyway, like truffle. Maybe that's why.
Uh-huh.
Okay, stop talking. You can't talk. But you mentioned Michigan State University yesterday and the communications department, and, uh-huh. you know, you could practice studio stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, you were probably there way before me, but I went there for grad school. I went there for master's in advertising.
Oh, cool.
But, I think, I'm pretty sure we had a new building built, so I'm assuming you were there way before me. I was there in 85, 86.
Oh, yeah, I'm way before you. Way.
Okay. But one of my instructors that was not a professor, I'm wondering if you had to take an elective class or something. I can't remember exactly what he taught, but it dealt with advertising concepts and stuff. Like, we had to do a leave behind for Chevy trucks, and we were competing with other schools. Anyway, but he used to work for Leo Burnett, and he was ancient when I was there, so I wondered if you ever had an instructor named Kenzinger Jones.
No, I don't think so. The name's not familiar.
Oh, okay. So he must have retired anyway and came there. But I can tell you a funny advertising story if you'd like to hear it.
I love it. What is it?
Okay. So Kenzinger Jones told us about he was on the creative team for the very first Green Giant commercial.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
With the vegetables. It was you know, it was supposed to be the product. Oh, you remember that commercial? Your mother called the station? He told us this story, the whole class. He said, we had this big giant and it was supposed to be overlooking, you know, all the growing vegetables kind of thing. And it was black and white TV, and we had them all in green paint and this, that, and the other. And he said that it was playing during something that all kids watch, you know, like a Wizard of Oz on TV or something. And he said that that all of the parents called up, all the mothers called up very angry because that commercial was going to give their kids nightmares because it was a live person. And it looked black and white, like a monster with all these leaves attached to them. And that's and the station had so many calls, it wasn't funny. So they had to go back to the creative drawing board, and that's when they came up with the cartoon version and Little Sprout.
That is a great story.
Yeah, he had tons of stories like that.
And
he invented this phrase of word, something like, I remember the second word, but something like logical incongruency. And he would talk about how, for example, I don't know if it was Revlon or Maybelline, but, you know, women's nail polish, and you know how they always advertise it won't crack or chip or whatever.
Yeah.
So they decided to paint a ping pong ball, probably in red, with nail polish, and then play, you know, show people playing with it and then showing that it did not crack or chip.
I gotcha. So, okay, Sherry, thanks for the advertising update. I appreciate it. Let's go to Robinson. Hello, Robinson. You're on WGN.
Hey. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I just wanted to let you know
the bugs
are looking good.
The bugs are looking good.
I know I said the wrong word.
Did you get it?
But the bugs are looking good.
Whew. All right. Well, get back to the buds, Robin. Get back to the buds. Thanks for calling. Okay, there goes Robinson.
Boy, ain't right.
Did you get that? I hope. Because it sure surprised me. It sure surprised me. Mm. Wow, what an exciting boogie check.
I'm John Landecker, and you're not.
Oh, boy. That's true. You know, we got those people, there are individuals orbiting the Earth now, and
are we sure it's not Robinson?
I'm pretty sure. Rod Pyle, editor-in-chief of Ad Astra, is going to be with us right after the news, but you know, I believe our first astronaut ever was John Glenn.
They'd been thinking about it for a long, long time.
It's Walter Brennan. Oh, it's a crazy kind of night, and we still got like an hour and a half. Who knows what's going to happen?
Were you playing that off the turntable?
I was.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
I mean, that's not, it wasn't my record. It's somebody else's record. But
yeah, but the fact that, you know, you got the turntable over there, who knows what's possible?
Well, that's where the chicken came from, too.
Really?
Not the one that I've been playing, but the In the Mood and, In the Mood and, what do they call the other one? Classical Cluck is what they call it.